Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Legs,
and you're listening to another episode of The Pleasure Is All Yours.
We are here promoting sexual liberation of the Black and queer communities.
Yes, we want to laugh, learn, and just really discuss all the ways that the pleasure is
all yours.
It's all yours, baby.
It's fine. Just okay. Tell now.
So we went out to this art walk in Dallas, and it literally is just like these museums in this like little complex in the art district.
It's museums, yeah. Like galleries.
Yeah, galleries. And so they'll open them after hours, and it was just like this little event that they had going on.
That's
and
really cool.
It was free charcuterie. There was a DJ, and so it's like six different galleries, mm-hmm. and you can just go in and look at them. And the artists was, I think a couple of the artists were in some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, some of them had pizza, there was waters, there was free drinks as well. They had a French 75, or I forgot what the other one was. It was a French 75, or there was something else that I liked. Aperol Spritz.
Oh, that's what I had this week too. That was our specialty cocktail at the event.
Yeah, so that's what I went and did yesterday. And
that sounds awesome.
And then afterwards, you know, Red was just looking so cute. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I should buy you a drink. So we should, like, can I buy you a drink before we go home?
Oh.
And she was like, yeah, you want to buy me a drink? Yeah. So there's a lot of restaurants by my apartment.
Yeah.
So we just stopped at, like, I literally just parked somewhere random, and we got out and we walked. And I was like, ooh, there's a Mediterranean place. Like, that looks good. And we walked in. First of all, bitch, I have to go back there for an entree and like mm-hmm. to try mm-hmm. everything because it was so good.
Did you get drinks there?
We got drinks, and then we also got an appetizer, and the appetizer was harissa apricot.
Ooh, wings. A little spicy, little sweet. Yes.
Yeah, they were so good. And so we had that, and then we had this drink called the Lebanese Night.
Mm.
And I was like, that's like a lesbian. So
yes, bitch.
I said, absolutely, we have to order that. Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Perfect.
So yeah. So when I got home, I was so tipsy from the wine at the museum and the cocktail from the restaurant that I just went home and knocked the fuck out.
Okay, yeah. That sounds like a great Friday night.
Like knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out cold. Like, what time did you wake up this morning?
Fucking 7. It was actually irritate. Like
well, you went to sleep
me.
Early, and you got a good sleep because you was a little tipsy and full.
And I was high too.
And high.
Yeah.
The best combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. We had a little dance party when we got back.
I had one of those on Thursday night.
Yeah.
To American. To Cowboy Carter.
Obviously.
Like 8 songs in a row.
Yeah.
I was sweating my ass off.
You know that's good movement.
It is. Like. Yeah. Great movement. I was acting
heart,
a fool.
Get that heart pumping.
Yes.
That's what Zumba is. Hello.
Essentially.
You just did your own personal Zumba.
Jazzercise, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was
now
great.
Now you got to get you one of those cute outfits. I have leg warmers.
Ooh, always cute. I have a lot of like one piece little outfits that I've been wearing to
so
work
boom,
out.
There you go.
Nice, yeah.
Get you some leg warmers.
I was butt naked though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. My
titties.
Nigga was looking at me like, wow. Wow. This was a full Beyonce like show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, you're welcome.
I like, should be charging you a ticket price right now.
It was actually very intense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was feeling, but like I got a lot of emotion out because fucking Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy
like,
Carter's so good.
I loved how you, me, and Carol like did like our own little listening, like live listening party.
Yeah,
and
that was
it's so crazy
great.
Because we didn't plan to start it at the exact same time. We just happened to have started all like 5 seconds
mm-hmm.
within each other.
Yeah.
It was the perfect way to listen to it for the first time.
I loved it. And you know, I was in my bed like, oh, bitch, what the fuck? Every single song, I was just like, wow, this woman is insane.
Yeah, it's such a good album. I just cannot take anybody seriously that does not say that this is a good album. Like,
yeah.
For any reason, because you don't like Beyonce, because you don't
yeah.
like country music, because you don't think it's country music. I don't really care. Because,
yeah.
like, that's not really the point here. Do you hear this? Do you hear bounce on that shit dance? And you're telling me you
Come
don't want
to
bounce on that shit no hands?
Come on.
Like, I almost ripped my hamstrings doing that shit.
Miami.
I was working hard, bitch.
Oh my God. No, I'm saying whenever I, every single time I think about it and anybody has like something like, this is okay, or this could be better. If that's the approach we're taking, I'm just like, name another bitch that's breaking out into an Italian aria in the middle of a motherfucking, like, please. That right there is enough for me to like drop my pussy lips down on the ground, because I was so shocked when she did that. She was hitting them notes, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah.
Can your fave sing opera?
I don't know. Who did it better? Hillary Duff and Raise Your Voice or Beyonce? Because I don't know. That last part she did, she said, ooh, but it was definitely not Hillary Duff that was singing.
Well, here's my question.
Okay.
Okay. Could Hillary Duff do that currently? Okay.
Exactly. Give her a shot with some auto-tune and a really good producer.
No. I need the mic to be all the way on. So when we go and isolate those vocals like we do on almost every Beyonce song, so that way I'm not like, no. So,
well,
my question stands. Can your fave break out into an Italian aria?
And the answer is probably no.
Exactly.
What's your favorite song? And then we'll stop talking about it. Please.
I've been listening to that shit for a week.
Literally, I can't play anything else. That's all I've
been absorbing. Like, I've barely even been watching TV because I've just been fucking listening to Cowboy Carter.
Always.
Oh my God.
It's just always there. I was listening to it at my event. I asked somebody for a portable charger so I could charge my AirPods so I could keep one in. Yeah. Like, that's how serious it is.
Yeah, 2 days in a row, I couldn't find my headphones. And that was like the biggest part. I was like, damn, I can't listen to American Recreation. Bitch, I can't. I just couldn't. My favorite one,
mm-hmm.
That's real hard.
Yeah, give me your top three now. For today, because it really does
for
change.
Today, yeah. For today, I'd probably say, I have to look at this. I have to look at them. Because I just put them on and then I go on about my day and I just listen to them, I don't like keep track of the names. But
I'm gonna say Flamenco.
Oh yeah, that one is so good.
I'm gonna
so
say
good.
This is just today. Uh-huh. Two Hands to Heaven.
Okay, yeah.
And either Riverdance or Tyrant, but probably Riverdance.
Okay, so my I do have three.
Okay.
Okay. See, I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. So I probably say Spaghetti is on there
okay.
for me.
Okay. All right. All right.
That one's on there for me.
All right.
Desert Eagle.
Oh, man.
Also, that one's on there for me today.
Mm.
And then Levi Jeans is also up there for me today.
I'm starting to enjoy Levi Jeans. So Levi Jeans and Just for Fun,
is not on my like top list.
I didn't not like anything, right? Like mm-hmm. But there was some that I knew, okay, I'm probably not going to come back to this one as much.
Yeah.
And for me, that was Levi Jeans and Just for Fun. But Levi Jeans is growing on me. Just for Fun is also growing on me.
Yeah. I think Just for Fun will grow on me once I give it a couple more listens.
Yeah.
But it's just not... It's a beautiful song,
yeah.
Obviously.
All
it's
of them,
just,
yeah.
It's just not one of my favorites.
Yeah, understandable. Understandable. It seems like one she might skip out on if she tours.
Yeah, but Yaya is...
Yeah.
When she goes, ooh, oh, bitch, I love that part. Everybody's talking about, I'm like, we have to get into the ooh. Mm. And then also in Tyrant, I think of when she hits that that Demodome shit that she be saying. I literally was like, she is in her Doug Demodome bag right here.
Yeah, she is.
I just, you know. Cowboy hat, mm-hmm. Make it taller,
mm-hmm.
Perform Tyrant.
Mm-hmm. Done. Fantasy fulfilled. That's the weird fantasy that you were talking about where you might feel a little shame.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey guys, welcome to The Pleasure's All Yours. I am Courtney Noir.
I'm Lex.
Oh, we already do that.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, what am I doing? Hey.
Anyway, hey,
what's up? I feel like that was, we just did our pleasure moment, honestly.
Yeah.
Because like.
You might just have to rework it a little.
I'm not even gonna do that.
Okay, yeah.
They know what the fuck it is. So if you've never listened to us before, a pleasure moment is just a really beautiful, exciting thing, or not exciting, just a pleasurable thing that we did throughout the week, because sometimes the weeks are hard and we just want to be able to highlight that there's one good thing that can happen to us every week. So Lex, if it's not yesterday spending a little date with your baby, then I would assume that it's Cowboy Carter, because mine is Cowboy Carter.
Absolutely. Haven't been able to stop listening, so as we already said,
truly. So
we should listen when we get in the car. We should put the
Once you said you had it in the car, I was like, why weren't we doing that on the way?
Yes,
like
my box set has come in.
Okay,
yeah, the shirt is so cute. Red has it on because
naturally,
yeah, but it's so cute. And order a size down if you don't want the shirt to be big.
Really? Well, what shirt did you get?
I got the, you know, her Texas Hold'em cover.
Yeah.
There's the black one.
The black one with the earring, and like she's just like half her face. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
I love that one. And like the cover is also a poster, but I'm like, I'm not putting this up on the wall because then the CD will be incomplete.
Right.
But it's really cool. It's her smoking on the... on the cover.
Love that.
Of the CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're done now.
Okay.
No more.
Okay.
Unless it's imperative to the conversation.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay. All right. So usually we have a fun fact, but why? So at this point, the fun fact is...
Beyonce's number one.
And that seemed imperative to the conversation, so I'll let it slide.
She's number one in another country for country music. I think it's...
In another country for country music?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I think it's like the UK or something.
Okay, not surprising. Yeah.
There's somewhere, or one of those white countries.
Never mind, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Okay. So let's just jump on into the pleasure principle today, babe.
Yes.
Today we're going to talk about masturbation.
Okay, hell yeah.
Right, which we've definitely talked about in a sense before. Episode, I want to say it was 42. It's called Master Manifestors, if you want to go back and listen to that. But we discussed how to use masturbation as a technique to achieve your dreams. Yes. And, you know, bring forth good fortune from the universe by
Through
your coochie, because we are magic, as we talked about last episode, disentangling men. We are creators.
Coochie manifestations.
Yeah. And that was a really fun episode. That was like one of the days we were outside at your other place with the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. That's a good episode. Episode 42, if anybody wants to go back. But today we're going to talk about a different side of masturbation.
Okay.
One that I'm very familiar with, and I hope you are too. But first, we're going to talk about the reasons why we masturbate real quick. Obviously, you know, I assume that everybody masturbates.
I assume that too.
Right? Because
And when someone's really unpleasant, that's the only time I assume that they don't.
Right. But in reality, like, not everybody is comfortable masturbating. Not everybody knows their body well enough to masturbate. Not everybody, like... That's just not the norm sometimes. Yeah. So I do want to let you know, if you don't masturbate, here are 6 reasons why you should masturbate. It reduces stress. Okay. It reduces general body aches and pains like headaches, and tension. Increases libido, of course. Like the more you masturbate, the more you're like, oh.
This is good.
My pussy be feeling good. I need to feel good more.
Yeah.
Obviously, it helps with PMS, so it helps with cramps, but it also helps with your mood. It regulates your mood. So if you're really moody on your period or around your period, it might, you know, bring you back a normal level. It improves focus, which is interesting because, bitch, once I masturbate, I'm out like a light.
Ready for a nap.
Ready for a nappy. So have you ever found that it improves your focus?
It'll wake me. I guess so. Yeah. I'm like, it'll wake me up sometimes.
It wakes you up? It has never woken me up. Like you finish this is just masturbating. We're not talking about sex. When you're masturbating, you're like, whoo, like I'm going to go run a mile.
There's sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes if I'm having a slow morning or I'm having a hard time waking up, getting up or something, or even if I'm like working and I'm working from home and I'm having like a hard time, like focusing sometimes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I really love that for you. God, I wish I had that. I would masturbate all the time.
But sometimes I do use it to sleep. Like, it just depends.
That is the primary function for me sometimes. Yeah. Is like, just because I know the sleep I'm going to get and the way I'm going to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So good. It's like I literally pass out.
Yeah, just...
Like the TV shows. And then lastly, it prevents anxiety and depression.
I don't relate to that one, but okay, yeah.
I feel like if we're already predisposed, it's not the same. But if somebody is not depressed and anxious and they're masturbating, maybe they're less likely to develop anxiety and depression. Maybe that shit was gonna be there whether or not we masturbate.
I was like, oh, yeah. Wow. I should have been cured like 6 years ago.
Wow. How long have you been, how long, when do you think you started masturbating?
I started masturbating when I was like 14.
Really?
Yeah, because I think about like 14, 15. Yeah.
I was like 12, maybe 11. I was doing it, I was definitely doing it when I was like 8, 7. I just didn't know that that was what it was. But like, I was definitely like... doing that, and I knew to be like mindful of where my parents were.
Yeah,
but I didn't know why.
I didn't know what it was. I do remember like being a kid and like rubbing my coochie on things.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It made me feel weird.
Yeah,
in a good way.
In a good yeah.
So there was that, but like actively doing it and like knowing what it was, probably like 14.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I got.
That's when I started reading like fan fiction and shit.
That's when I definitely started intentionally masturbating. Like seventh grade, anything with lemons, bitch. Fanfiction.com. Lemons. That was how you knew it was going to be a smut
fanfiction. Okay.
Like versus a regular like Bella Edward fanfiction.
Like,
then you had
lemons.
It would just say lemons, full of lemons, juicy, juicy lemons. And then you would go in there and it's like.
What website is this?
Fanfiction.net? .com or .net, whatever it was. Yeah, I think it might have been .net.
Yeah, it's .net because I still have the app on my phone because I still read it.
Fucking funny.
I'm so serious.
This was 15 years ago, so I don't know if it's still called Lemons, but like I hope so because that's...
Yeah. I'm just saying I used that one when I was that age and I just don't remember ever seeing Lemons.
Mm-hmm, bitch.
People would just put go to the smut in the description and change the rating to R
or M. I would go to the ratings and click M and anything that said lemons. That was just the term. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they didn't have that on your side, but
I was going based off like specific shows too.
Same. I was, so it was always that. Twilight, Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
And really a lot of, like nocturnal creature things.
Yeah. That's why Lost Girl has such a special place in my heart.
Okay.
Because I've read so much crazy fan fiction up there. But the good thing about mine is that the pairing that I like to read about is real in the TV show. So I see them do, you know, PG-13 things. And then the fan fictions are like, let's take it to M.
What do you mean? Like, are they married in real life?
Not in real life, but in the show they get together.
Yeah.
They're together for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some people like to read the ones about like characters. Like there were some that I'm like, they have like, it's the antagonist and then like one of my favorite characters
like,
and they
put
them together. And get that shit the fuck up out of here.
There's such a wide range. I liked those. Like I liked the ones where like Alice ends up fucking Jacob or like Jasper and Carlisle have like a secret love affair.
Okay, like, stepdaddy. Okay.
So hot. Like that shit was so hot. And then I'd be reading the books like, you dirty sluts. Yes.
You're pretending right now. This isn't even real.
I just was curious. I loved because I haven't read fan fiction for real in like maybe 10 years. But I loved it.
It was perfect.
It really is
really what we needed in our developmental puberty.
It encouraged us to read. You know,
hello,
come on.
I was learning new words still
every day,
come on.
So here's some stats, some general stats about masturbation I found interesting. 65% of women prefer fingers to stimulate themselves over vibrators. I don't know if that has more to do with the fact that not as many people have vibrators in the first place or have access to vibrators, but I also enjoy using my hand more than a toy. The only time I really use a toy when I masturbate is when I'm not in the mood. I just know I need to masturbate to like go to sleep, or like I want to relieve my cramps, or like I just want to feel something.
Yeah.
Then I'll like shove a vibrator on there and just force myself to come.
Okay. Hell yeah.
It's kind of hot in its own way.
I think I prefer usually, I don't know, I switch between because like right now one of my favorites is dead and I don't know where her charger is. Like I think
which one is it?
My Bocce. But I'm pretty sure I know where the charger is. Mm. I just haven't like looked for it.
Yeah.
But that one's dead. And then like I don't always want to use my wand because it's huge and you have to plug it in. So lately I have been using my hand, but it's just my Bocce is just that one. Like every single time I'm like,
I will literally bring you the cord later. Like seriously, wow. If you want it, because
I'll look because I think it's because the one that you gave me, I think I grabbed the charger when I grabbed that one from Red's house.
I gave you a Bocce?
No.
I gave you a charger.
You gave me a Tiger plus no charger, but I had a charger for it. Uh-huh. So I grabbed that charger and my Bocce charger.
Oh, okay. So man, I miss when we used to like just gift each other.
We used to gift each other. Yeah.
End of an era. Anyway.
You still have the coupons, though.
I do.
Yeah.
I got to find them. Because you know they don't change them, child. Okay. Studies show that women 70 years or older masturbate actually slightly more than women under 30.
Hell yeah.
27% of women over 70 report they masturbate at least weekly. And 50% at least monthly, which is really interesting.
It's a daily activity for me.
I try to make it. Like, maybe I would say on average, ooh, okay. This is the first 2 weeks. So the first 2 weeks of the month, it's like every day.
Back to back to back.
Every day, Multiple times a day. But then the last 2 weeks of the month, it's like twice a week. Yeah. My like libido is very dependent on like where I am in my cycle.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can kind of predict how much time I need to spend by myself. And then only 34% of women do not masturbate. Only 34% of women who do not masturbate claim to be sexually satisfied compared to the 74% of women that do masturbate. They claim to be sexually satisfied. So if you masturbate, you tend to be more sexually satisfied on all fronts, including with your partner, than people who don't masturbate at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense because you don't really know your body.
Yeah.
Or you can't track how your body's feeling as easy.
It just makes me think of like women that I've met that, you know, while working at the sex shop where they would say things like, a woman was getting a divorce and she had a new boy toy, or now she was allowed to buy toys and she had a boy toy. And she was like, I have been having orgasms for the first time ever in my life. And she's like 40, almost 50. So I'm like, y'all are going through life, no toys, no masturbating, not like just somebody using you as a pocket pussy. I hate to put it that way. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And like, for what? But yeah, you should be sexually satisfied. So it would definitely make sense, like, masturbation also tying into that, because I think also like masturbating, you also know how to get yourself off when someone else isn't like doing everything you need
exactly
to get there. So
let's say that somebody wasn't getting you there. What do you do when you know you need to come when you're having sex with somebody else and it's not working?
The few times that has happened, it's usually with men.
Right, of course.
And I will just get up and I'll be like, we should do something else.
Like something else, like watch TV, or do something else, like change up what you're doing sexually.
It depends. Because like for a guy, if like we're doing all these things and like I've already gotten myself like as peak turned on as I can get for you, you know, and you're fucking it up. Now I'm like, bitch, girl, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, so sometimes it just takes me out of the moment. Cause I'm like, I'm handing you this.
Well, do you tell them what you need?
Yeah, I do. Or I'll like try to move them, or I'll try to move myself.
Yeah.
And so then I'll just be like, okay, what is it that you need to come right now? So
you don't even like try to worry about it. Like you're just like, when I say, what do you need to come? Like, for instance, like say
if it were a woman though, I usually just direct.
And what does that look like?
So that usually looks like I don't know. I will still like ask them to change something, or like I'll just ask for them to like just put their fingers inside me, and then I'll do everything else.
Yeah.
But that's also usually what I will do with men. Like then it comes down to like me giving you head and I'm touching myself, because the giving head part is turning me on. Yeah. But whatever you're doing is turning me off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
And this is in the this last part is in the context of men.
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so you like sucking dick?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. You said it's fun. Or it's fine.
It's fun. If I'm also attracted to the guy. Yeah. Yeah. It's like I could bite your shit right now, and you would even.
Oh my god.
That's what. And
why did that make my clit hurt? Like what?
And that to me is what like makes it fun for me, because I'm like, I literally have so much control over you right now. That's insane.
I just always like to sometimes like hear you talk about dick in a positive way, so I just had to like clarify. No, I would say the same. Like if I don't feel like I'm going to come for whatever reason, and like it really has happened across the board, because a lot of times it's like mental for me. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm just not focused, or like I'm just not really like feeling it, which is not good to say that like I'd be having sex when I'm not feeling it, but it's mm-hmm. more like I want to have sex and then I get into it and then I'm like,
yeah,
you know. Oh, I mean, I will, because I talk about it.
Yeah.
I would just have you, I mean, whoever it is, I'm having a lot of Freudian slips today. It's fine.
You're doing great.
I'll just have the person flip me over and then I'll be on my stomach. And either like get on top of me or like get inside of me while they're on top of me. And then I just rub myself out on my stomach and I come in 30 seconds.
Boom.
And then I fall asleep in that position, because that's how I sleep. So it's perfect.
She said one and I'm done.
And I'm done. I literally don't even wait for you to eject if that's the case. Like, do what you're going to do. Soak in it. Let's do some Mormon shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So specifically today, I want to talk about one thing that we can do when masturbation gets redundant, so that you can kind of like spice it up. I know I've been having issues with that sometimes, like where if I'm watching porn, the porn is just not doing it for me.
Well, we don't have Pornhub.
I haven't used Pornhub in a few years. I've really been on Twitter porn so much lately, and I really like masturbation videos. Mm-hmm. So like all the OnlyFans girls and stuff are on Pornhub.
Yeah.
I mean, are on Twitter porn.
Yeah.
So that's just what I watch now. I just watch them fuck themselves. It's great. It. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. My phone keeps locking up. That's annoying. Yeah. So reasons why you might want to dive deeper into your masturbation is for those going through a dry spell, for those who are just not in the mood, people that are choosing abstinence, mm-hmm. in long distance relationships where you can't access your partner, or in relationships with varying degrees of libido, which is kind of my issue right now, honestly. So sometimes it does get redundant, because I'm like, another orgasm that I gave myself. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So one of the ways I combat that, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show, but I want to go a little bit deeper today, edging.
Yes.
AKA delayed orgasms, or also controlled orgasms. And this is just the process of getting as close to orgasm as possible and then backing off to let yourself like reset and then starting the process all over again. And it's supposed to, for most people, cause a more powerful, stronger, longer, mm-hmm. for women, orgasm, mm-hmm. when you finally let it out.
I don't have that much self-control.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really? Have you ever done it?
Yeah.
You try to do it and it never works?
I try to do it. The times where it works is like if I am watching porn and I'm like watching it and it's getting to a really good part and I kind of like feel it coming and I'm like, mm-hmm. wait. I need to like see the full part and then we can go. So
I do that too.
So I'll do it in that way.
Okay, that's like kind of edging.
But if we're talking about like intentionally like stopping myself, I just don't have that self-control. Like, orgasms feel so good. Like, I can't do it.
I like the delayed gratification, because I just know that when I do edge, it is just so much stronger. And like,
yeah,
my coochie just gets so wet, like ridiculously, that by the end of it, like, I literally have to like get up and like wash my hands before I go to sleep. But it's just, it feels so good and it is much longer. So I don't know. I think maybe you need to do it in the context of somebody doing it to you. Okay. Do you think that
the only, okay, here's the thing I've been having lately.
Uh-huh.
It's been making it harder for me to orgasm. It's just like my body issues.
Yeah.
And like, that is like really hard to like combat. So I don't know about that right now. Okay. It's not like I'm not like, don't do things to me, because that still is not the case at all. It just is like, I don't know. It's like now it's there longer. Now it's giving me more time to be in my head, less time to actually enjoy what's happening. Yeah. So there's that. But
I get that.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to like let that shit loose?
Yeah.
If you're like not comfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get that. This can be done with or without a partner, as we were just saying. Mm-hmm. In the case of a partner, you could have them like bind you up like in some light BDSM and just like have a toy that they're putting on you and playing with you. And then once you get close to orgasm, you can like ask them if they want you to come. And if they say no, then you got to suck that shit back in, which is much harder when
it's so hard
when you're having constant stimuli. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, by delaying your orgasm, you're allowing the pleasure to build up, and then it leads to an explosion. But I have tips for if you feel like you can't do it or you're having trouble stopping yourself.
Yeah.
So first would be identify what it feels like to get close to your orgasm so that you know when your body's reaching that moment, and then back off. So if you're unable, I would say back off sooner. Like, instead of waiting until you get close to the to like that point. Because like for me, I can tell I'm going to orgasm because my toes will start moving, obviously.
I'll start to tingle.
Yeah. And then like my back starts to feel like it's numb. And then my butt like clenches up. Yeah. So as soon as like my back starts to feel numb, I'll just stop what I'm doing and I'll touch like the outside of my labia, or like I'll just stop and I'll like look for another video if I'm masturbating to like porn. And it just kind of takes away some of the sensation.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say you know you're about to orgasm?
I get like these toe tingles, so my feet flex, and my eyelids will flutter really fast. So those are usually like
the telltale is about to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So then,
and like I clench up, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. as soon as your toes start wiggling, mm-hmm. then take a break. Not even take a break, just like move somewhere else. Get off of your spot that you know is the spot.
But that's the hard part, is that it's like yes, but then it's like why? To me, that's not like what my brain is thinking in that moment.
Good,
it's like,
things come to those who wait.
Yeah, but I'm really the edger. Like, I like edging people.
Yeah.
That is so fun for me. Like, I love that. I love that. And I like when other people can like edge me, as in like I'm getting head and you know I'm about to come.
That's what I mean. Like,
no.
That's definitely a great way to practice.
Yeah, then, yeah.
You know, because then you don't have control over that. You
know? But I'm really good at that. Like, I'm really good at like even holding it in those moments, because I'm like, you're not going to get me, bitch. Like,
so then you're edging.
But Courtney, I know what. I know. I'm just saying that's not what I've been doing lately.
Oh, and like
when I masturbate, I'm like, I get the toe tingles. As soon as those start, like, there's no going backwards for me. Like, there's just no, because the tingle feels too good.
I guess I don't know. I want you to have the longest, juiciest orgasm possible. So I'm going to do my best to make sure you get there today.
Okay, got it.
this can take practice, though. So if you're someone that isn't really familiar with your body, masturbating is just like not something you do normally or regularly. It might take a few times mm-hmm. for you to learn what your body feels like when it's close to orgasm, so that you can time it like in a way that's comfortable for you. My next tip is, when you feel the orgasm coming, back off, but don't stop arousal altogether. So like, I stop my videos, but it's usually because like I just need a little video, and then all of a sudden like my mind is wandering.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, even if I stop my videos, I'm still like thinking about that thing that I'm thinking about. So while I'm looking for another one, I'm still aroused. Or like, if you are a nipple person, you can go from your vulva to your nipple.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, touch yourself. You can touch around your thighs. You can stop touching altogether and like just listen to the porn or just watch the video that you're watching. You want to back off, but you don't want to stop everything just in case you can't get re-aroused. Cause sometimes that does happen to me. I will edge too long. And then like one of the orgasms will just like,
kind of slip past you.
Yeah, like a little like boop, and then I'll be like, fuck. Damn it. Now like
and now I can't.
Now I can't do anything. Get this shit off of this chocolate ass off of my page right
Somebody
now.
Somebody get this jigaboo away from me.
I'm so ashamed. So stimulate other parts of your body, change up the visual or audio stimuli that you're getting. And then repeat the process as many times as you want before letting go of the orgasm. For me, I usually try to edge for at least like 30 minutes. Usually like every 10 minutes, I'll like almost come. But like if I have the time, an hour is like a really nice session for mm-hmm. me to get a good orgasm.
I love that.
How long are your orgasm sessions? I mean, how long are your masturbating sessions on a perfect day?
Perfect day, nowhere to be, like 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like, but I just think that I can come once mm-hmm. and then like I just give myself a like just like a little bit how long it usually takes me to find something else to stimulate me
mm-hmm.
and then I can do it again. So
oh wow, yeah. I love that. I cannot once I come when I'm masturbating, I'm like I'm done.
Yeah, no, I masturbating or with a person, we can go just about as many times as you would like.
Wow. Wow, you are God's favorite. like I said, orgasms are usually longer, stronger, and they amplify all the benefits of masturbation that we mentioned before. So obviously, if you have a massive orgasm, you're going to really sleep well, and you're going to wake up in the morning and remember that massive orgasm, and it's going to prevent anxiety and depression.
You're going to feel that Natasha Bedingfield, feel the rain on your skin.
Ooh, no one else can feel it for you, bitch.
That is literally how you feel when you wake up.
Literally.
The chorus.
Some of the common issues that you might have, like we talked about, if you aren't able to stop yourself from orgasming, especially the first few times you try it, give yourself a break. Try it again. I'm just really going to reiterate, like, it's worth it to wait. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable, which I've also had, where, like, you get really close to an orgasm and then you take your hand off and, like your pussy starts sending, like, electrical signals, like, uh-huh. up your body. Like, it's, like, almost like a cramp in your uterus. Like, uh-huh. but it's not an orgasm. It's just really painful. Like, it's painful.
It's because your muscle has been, like, contracting for so long. You've been in the gym.
Working on my fitness.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Good point. I really didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like your muscles kind of spasming a little bit, but not in the orgasm-y way. And like
your
the
earring.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And then sometimes you can lose all desire altogether. Like I said earlier, you know, sometimes you don't make it to the O, but you also just want to stop.
Yeah.
It just happens sometimes. Maybe you see like a really weird video or a video that reminds you of your ex.
Sometimes I just get really annoyed that I can't find anything good.
I hate that so much.
Yeah. So then I'll just be like, you know what? I've had enough stimulation to where I feel tingly. I'm just going to go to bed.
Let's call it a night.
Yeah.
This is as close as we're going to get.
Yeah. But And I think, you know, there are some people that do use toys, and I've heard them say like, oh well, like the rose or like a wand or something, they'll be like, this is desensitizing my coochie, blah blah blah. And I think it's just like any other like workout, kind of, you kind of start getting used to it. Mm-hmm. So like it doesn't take as long because your body's used to the feeling. So like if you are even like with your hand, even if you are using your hands and you're not finding it like as arousing as it used to be,
mm-hmm.
Then it just helps to change the kind of stimulus that you're giving yourself. Because like, I mean, if that's like when chefs touch a lot of hot things,
mm-hmm.
they get the hands where mm-hmm. they can just pick up any hot thing. That's because they've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like works like that. So
that's smart.
If you find that to be your issue.
Yeah. Sometimes I definitely get tired of my hand. Yeah, like it's just like we've been here before.
You just got to switch up the stimulus. Even like even if it's just like not vibration, or even if it's just like a texture, you know, there's a thing that I think that you would really enjoy.
Tell me about it.
And right you can now. Put it on your pillow. Tell like you can strap it to your pillow.
What?
Yeah, you strap it to your pillow. It comes with like these two ties. You can strap it to your favorite pillow. Mm-hmm. And they have like different textures. So like some of them.
Oh, like a humping pad.
Kind of, yeah. But yeah. But it's specifically to strap to a pillow.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, so you can do that. Put it on there. And some of them are like big, wide ones. Some of them are like really skinny ones. But they're all silicone and they all have like little textures on mm-hmm. them,
like they were a little sea anemone.
Some of them, yeah. And then or there was one that I really that I saw that was like wavy, but that was it. Like it was wavy and it had kind of like an indent on it for like that added pressure, and I was like, wow, Courtney would probably really like these.
Yeah, I you know, I told myself when I moved that I would get more experimental with my masturbation, like
yeah,
not just do it on my back or on my like tummy in the bed, or like yeah real quick on the couch, like
yeah,
do some shit, like hump a fucking pillow, mm-hmm. hump the side of my bed, see what it feels like, get mm-hmm. weird with it.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that.
Yeah, I'll find the link for it because I've seen them a couple times.
Hell yeah.
And they just look really cool. And the fact that you can just strap them to a pillow is like the better part of it. So, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
I think there were ones that had like little penetration things on them too.
Oh, wow.
But like not a long one, just like enough to kind of stimulate the just the tip.
Yeah, you know, the perfect amount. Mm-hmm. Usually we have questions for the girls.
Yes.
I asked you a lot of questions during. I tried to just to make it relevant, but I have one left.
Okay.
And kind of the one you just gave me would work, but I would love another one.
Okay.
What's a tip that you have to spice up your self-love routine?
I mean, I'm always preaching masturbation in that, or not even just like masturbation, but like a praise of yourself. And I know that's harder, that sometimes that's harder for some people. It's kind of hard for me right now, but like even just like a full length mirror, and just like instead of saying something negative, kind of replacing it with something positive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would probably be something you could incorporate. And sometimes that can make you horny, because then it's like, wait, hold up, this is good.
Oof, there goes my skirt.
Exactly.
Above my head. Oh my.
Yes.
Yes. That is a great tip. Mm-hmm. I love it. When's the last time you did that, Lex?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I can see why it's difficult. Like, I'm already thinking, like.
Yeah. And, like, it used to not be that hard for me. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in the last, like, little bit, I don't know. It's been like that for the past few months. I don't know. Me and my body just don't have a very positive relationship right now.
Yeah.
So obviously that also affects my orgasm. 100%. So even orgasms with my partner, orgasms by myself, it just affects my orgasms in general, which is kind of really unfortunate. But
are you working through it? Are you trying to work through it?
I'm kind of ignoring it, not gonna lie.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a battle I'm always fighting, and I just don't feel like fighting the battle right now. So
you can only fight so many battles at a time. Sometimes you have to put some shit on the back burner.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of trying to make do with what I have, and like trying to find ways to like little things I can do to kind of counter it. So
yeah. That's like, I feel like a whole nother episode in itself.
It is indeed.
Well, if this is your first time listening to us, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at allyourpleasures_. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, all that good stuff. Subscribe and like our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Also allyourpleasures_, or just type in T-Pay Pod. The pleasure's all yours. You'll find us, babe. Mm-hmm. Whether you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bitch, we love you.
Bye.